And those long teeth they have. And the thing that you feed them out of, you pour the food in the
cone.
If you had more than one of them, you might say you have two.
Two cones.
Do you have any names for a pig that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
Just a wild hog. Did I ask you what you call a male hog?
No, you call him a boar.
A boar. What about, what would you call a male hog that's been altered?
A barrel.
A barrel.
The gentleman hog will pretend it's a fight and it's just a little too bad.
If you had a hog and you didn't want him to grow up into to be a boy, you said you're going to do what to him?
Catfish.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that call anything else?
Well, I said that to mark my hog.
What do you call that noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Mating.
What about that real gentle noise that's made by a cow during feeding time? What do you call that?
Lowing.
You call it the same thing if a cow wants to be milked?
Yeah.
What about that real gentle noise that's made by a horse?
Quicken.
Okay. And what about, let's say you've got some horses and cows and mules and so forth, and when they're getting hungry, you'd have to go out and do what?
Feed them. Mm-hmm.
You'd call them all together, you'd say feed the cattle. What if you had animals like hens and turkeys and geese and ducks and guineas? You might say that you're going out to feed the what?
Livestock.
Would you ever just say maybe feed the fowl?
Well, the fowl is just would be the chicken, the turkey, the geese. The horses and mules, all of them feed the livestock.
All of them together would be the livestock. Yeah. Okay. So what do you call a hen that's trying to hatch out something?
She's hatching a full body. Call her setting hen.
And what about a place where chickens live? You call that a
hen house.
Here, what about a chicken coop?
That's where you fowl up, pin them up, you know, fowl up.
Is there any such thing, have you ever seen maybe just a little rough shelter outside just that can go up under when it's raining?
Yes.
Does that have any particular name?
Fowl house, chicken house, shelter.
Talking about chicken, you know that piece of the chicken that children like to get because they can pull it apart?
Pull it bone.
Is there any kind of superstition associated with that?
Yeah, I've heard people say pull a bone with me. When you get along the teeth, you know, to make a wish, and the wish will come true. Something like that.
Is there any particular name for the longer piece or the shorter piece?
No, I don't know.
Don't think so.
Well, that's the name.
Yeah. We were, you know, just talking about the
pulley bone.
The pulley bone. Talking about maybe a pig or a calf, you know, the inside parts like the liver and the heart and the gizzard. Have you ever heard just one word that could be used to describe all those inside parts that you can eat?
Talk about chicken.
Is that it? Have you ever heard people talk about the horselet?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
No, a horselet is the heart of the hog.
Just the heart?
Yeah.
What about that the part of the hog that a lot of people take, you know, and stuff sausage in?
That's intestine.
It's intestine. You ever heard that called chitlins, too?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Chitlins, when you cook them and eat them by themselves.
What about if you hear your cow mooing and your horse is neighing, you might say, well, I didn't realize it was so late. It's right on to...
Nothing time.
Okay. What about, how would you call to a cow if you wanted it to come in from the pasture to the barn? What would you do?
Whoa!
Say to him if you wanted him to stand still while you're milking him?
Talk!
What about if you wanted him to move a leg back?
Back your leg.
Mm-hmm. What about calling the calf?
Okay.
What about, what would you call to a mule or a horse to make them go left and right if you're plowing them?
Deep to the right and hard to the left.
Mm-hmm. How would you call to a horse if you wanted to get them to come in from the pasture?
Oh, it's whistle
time. Whistle time? Mm-hmm. And if you're driving a horse and he's standing still, what would you say to him to make him start?
Get up.
And if he was already moving, what would you say to him to make him go faster?
Get up, get up.
And if you wanted him to stop?
Move.
Okay. What about, what do you call to pigs?
Pig! Ooh.